I want to talk to you today about embracing change, about the opportunity to grow, to be successful, to do all kinds of things that we find to be positive comes from embracing change, not just changing when things happen to you, but actually actively making change. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. Follow along with me on the concept of change. Embracing change is an opportunity. Opportunity leads to potential success. Challenging yourself and your business means getting outside your comfort zone, personally and professionally. And then smart risk, not wild, not too safe, but risk with a desired outcome. That's idea number 5. Let's go right back to the top. Embracing change is an opportunity. I use the word embracing very specifically because often a lot of people think of change that is something that is forced upon you. And COVID-19 is a great example of all the changes we had to make in business and personal life, in society, etc. That was forced upon us, that wasn't something we chose to do or had the ability to not do. The current economic situation, supply chain issues, unemployment numbers, all kinds of things like this are things that are typically outside of our control in the business world and are changes pushed upon us. When you have a new competitor enter your market, when you have different regulations, different laws, different things change that will affect your business, tax code, all kinds of things can force change upon you. And how you adapt to that change, how you adapt to finding a different supplier if supply chain issue is the thing, if you had to stop doing business with certain countries because of tariffs, if you had to supplement or change the way you hire people and the way you retain employees because of low unemployment, the great resignation, all kinds of things, factors like that, remote work, etc. How you adapted to those situations that were forced upon you, how you dealt with the change, how you made changes in order to react to the reality. Number one, you want to make those changes so that you can continue doing what you're doing to continue running the company in the way that's beneficial for you. But you also have an opportunity. And that's the second sentence. Opportunity leads to potential success. Change is an opportunity. And embracing change, the reason the word embracing is so important here, embracing change is, again, not just dealing with changes that are thrust upon you by outside factors, but actually creating change yourself. You know, there's a lot of people who like to adhere to the old adage that if it isn't broke, don't fix it. I don't agree with that. If it's not broke, you could still make it better. Just because it's performing doesn't mean it's performing at peak. There may be something that is working well, that is profitable, that is beneficial, that has great ROI, that if you were to continue to make additional changes, might make 2x or 10x or 20x or 100x that ROI. It might be even more productive, even more beneficial to your business. It also might create a byproduct or let you learn information or collect data that you weren't previously that would also be beneficial to your business. So embracing change, challenging yourself to always change in good ways and beneficial ways to move, to grow, to develop, to be better, to systemize, all these things are changes you can make on a regular basis to what you're already doing, even if it's successful, especially if it's successful, because you have an opportunity to take something successful and make it even more successful. So don't just react to the changes necessary because outside factors has caused something. You absolutely have to do that. And essentially, successful businesses are the ones who best adapt to the changes forced upon them. Best adaptation is going to win every time. The second best opportunity to win, the second biggest opportunity for you, is creating change that's beneficial because you have a continual mindset of development and growth and improvement. So embrace change, because change is an opportunity to get better, to grow, to expand, to do something different, and that different might be better, might be more beneficial, might be more profitable, might have a better return on investment, etc. So don't be afraid of change. When change is thrust upon you, it's often very stressful, but react in a way that this is an opportunity, the mindset of an opportunity, and then embrace it and engage it as an opportunity. Embracing change is an opportunity that leads to potential success. A lot of changes don't work out. Some of them dead end, some of them become negative. But positive change is an opportunity within itself. That opportunity, the collection of the opportunity, the capitalization of that opportunities, the taking action on an opportunity, putting yourself in the best position, putting everything in place in order to capitalize on the opportunities that came about from change. It doesn't matter how change arrived to you, but capitalizing on the opportunities that come with it is how you create potential success. The best business is going to be the one who best handles change, because business is continual change. Things change on a regular basis. Things are always developing, adding to the factors change on a regular basis. It even changes from quarter to quarter, from season to season, from your primary to your secondary audiences. All these things can have major changes in them. Again, the competitive landscape, all kinds of things can be felt as change. How you deal with those changes, how you create opportunities, and you ultimately become successful. The people who deal with change the best are always the most successful. The most successful people always deal with change in the best ways. I think a great example right now, everyone's talking about Elon Musk. He has now officially purchased Twitter, and he is making changes. Day one, making changes. And whether you agree with these changes or not, we don't have time to get into that on the podcast today. But he did not buy Twitter, which has never been profitable, for billions of dollars in order to just run it how it was running. He had an idea that if he were in charge, the changes he would make it profitable. So he is embracing the idea as change, as an opportunity. He is a change agent. He is a catalyst for this change in this case, because he's the guy who bought it. It was publicly owned before. They had a board of directors. The more people involved in the decision-making process, usually the slower decision-making process. One individual making a lot of change. We'll have to see if it works out, if it's beneficial, if it's profitable for Twitter. But he took that opportunity, embraced it as an opportunity to purchase a business with equity, with brand equity, brand value. There's a reason he paid billions of dollars for it, but then make it better by changing thing. But not wild changes, not random changes, very specific changes. He also got out of his comfort zone. How many times have you guys heard this? Million times. I'm not telling you anything new. That the best things happen outside your comfort zone. It's easy to think of personally setting goals for yourself, or trying to add skills to yourself, or do things that are different than they were before, are ways you get yourself out of your comfort zone. If you're shy, you go talk to people. If you have certain personality traits that are holding you back, you address them specifically. You get yourself outside your comfort zone. If you're out of shape, you get to the gym. That first day at the gym is very uncomfortable, but you can't get into shape. You can't be successful at the gym until you get outside the comfort zone. It's the same way in business. Your business as an organization, as a group of decision makers, as a team, you can get outside your comfort zone, not on a regular basis though. Let me explain this exactly. Personally and professionally, get outside your comfort zone. For a business, we call it the 80-20 rule. 80% of what works, 20% experimentation, right? That experimentation often informs you and teaches you information about your audience, your competition, your market, et cetera. That's why we do the experimentation. A lot of it fails. Most of it fails. Even the failures teach us things, inform us about what's happening that we're competing against, and how our 80% could be even better. Occasionally, that 20% experimentation works so well, it replaces something in the 80% that we always do with something new from the experimentation. That's how it's supposed to work. That's how you push a business outside your comfort zone. You experiment in small doses, in 20% versus 80%. You don't put the whole company on the line to make a radical change, to pivot on a dime, to do things quickly that are massive in scale or losing equity, etc. But you do need to 20% of the time experiment, get outside your comfort zone, do things differently just to see how it goes, just to learn from the experiment itself and understand, because it's a minority of your budget, of your time, of your effort, of your attention, that it can and probably will lose but there's still valuable information from it. Use it as a learning tool, as an opportunity to learn what doesn't work. Sometimes you learn things that do work unexpectedly, and then you can change that 80% of what you consider always working and putting in something regular that you were doing experimental before. So businesses can be pushed out of their comfort zone in the right way. Don't just randomly do stuff to do stuff with your business. There's too much at stake and there's too much that you've built. It takes a slow time to build a brand, to build a reputation, to build your audience, to build your customer base, to build your reputation, to build your customer service, to build the relationships with your vendors, with your subcontractors, with your customers, with your clients, with your audience, with your supporters, with your collaborators. All that comes from slow build. So don't quickly go out and cut the knees out from underneath that, but do experiment occasionally, 20% of the time, in order to stay out of the comfort zone. If you are 100% of the time in the comfort zone, you'll wake up one day and realize your competitors, the market, the audience, etc., has passed you by. And they're all doing something different because they have been continually experimenting. So get outside your comfort zone personally and professionally, and that's how you embrace change. And then you take smart risk. Again, not wild risk, not random, and not staying too safe. Not staying too safe, staying in your comfort zone is taking a risk because you're missing the value of experimentation. So it's risky to stay 100% doing what you've always done. It's risky to do random, wild things for no reason, with no logic, no strategy, no thought process. Instead, put strategy into it, put thought process into it. Your experimentation should still be akin to that 80% that you are doing on a regular basis that you know works, that you feel confident about. It doesn't have to be radically different to be an experimentation, but if you're going to do anything radically different, if you're going to do something random, make sure it is the smallest bit of your budget, of your time, your energy, your money, your effort, your attention, all of that, your team, your budget team, time, energy, attention, money. Make sure that is a minority of the wild, risky experimentation you do. You do have to take risk. Risk is part of the game. Much as dealing with change is part of running a business, dealing with risk, taking risk is part of that too. You cannot be rewarded if you don't take risk, but take smart risk. Take calculated risk. Do things that make sense to the core of who you are and what you do as an organization, who your team is, your value proposition, who your audience is, etc. Make sure all of this risk and your experimentation still comes back to a core place of what you're trying to build, the brand, the audience, your position, all of those things, your differentiation, your value proposition, all of that still needs to feed into that. If you find something experimental that works, you take a big risk and it works, but you don't know how to connect it, you don't know how to relate it, you don't know how it worked, or you don't know how to capitalize on it. Great, it worked. Now what? So take risks that are associated with what you're already doing. Get outside that comfort zone, 80-20 experimentation, embrace change as an opportunity, as an attitude, and all of this, along with doing your everything correctly, your best practices, running your business properly, making sure you're paying attention to your systems, your processes, your rules, everything that's in place, your structure, your people, your communication, your two-way communication, the supply chain, the command chain, all of this information, the feedback loop, every bit of that, if that's working, and you're 80-20 experimenting, and you're embracing change because you're paying attention to and making the change necessary because it's being forced by the outside world, and you're making changes internally because you're experimenting and you're doing 80-20, and you're continually growing, continually developing, never sitting back, never being lazy or soft or too comfortable, getting outside your comfort zone, even if it means pushing your current success to even greater heights of success. Pushing for more is getting yourself outside your comfort zone. Even if you don't achieve more, even if you achieve the same, you learn things, you find ways that can work and won't, and there's always information that comes from that. That's getting outside your comfort zone. That's embracing change as the opportunity for success it is. I hope that was beneficial for you guys as well. Good luck to you guys. Go out there and embrace change. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. We really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle entrepreneurial and coffee and donuts swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.